Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Colonel Greg Hapgood from the Iowa National Guard. It's with great sadness that the Iowa National Guard announces the loss of one of our soldiers in Afghanistan. Yesterday at approximately 1 p.m. local Afghanistan time, Specialist Brent Mayer, 31, of Honey Creek, was killed when the MRAP armored vehicle he was traveling in was struck with an improvised explosive device. He was a member of Company B, 1st Battalion, 168th Infantry, based out of Shenandoah, Iowa. The attack happened in Paktia Province near Gardez. Also injured in the attack were 31-year-old Sergeant First Class Nicholas Jedlicka of Council Bluffs, Specialist Justin Christensen, 24, of Nebraska City, and Specialist Dustin Morrison, 20, of New Market, Iowa. And all four of these soldiers were members of Company B based in Shenandoah. The attack happened near Gardez in Paktia Province, near the Pakistan border. Next slide. The soldiers were traveling in a mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle called an MRAP. This model is called a Cougar. There were four people in the vehicle. Specialist Mayer was the gunner, which is a position up here in the turret when the improvised explosive attack occurred. We'll now take your questions. Yes, sir. The vehicle were, it was in a line of vehicles on a what we'd call a mounted patrol, patrols in vehicles, and the improvised explosive device detonated underneath the vehicle itself. To damage that vehicle and injure those soldiers and kill a soldier like it did, it was obviously a significant improvised explosive device that did that. Sure. Well, a mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle is shaped like the hull of a ship. It's a V design to help diffuse that blast area away. If they would have been in a conventional up-armored vehicle, the result would have been significantly worse. We don't have a condition report on the other three soldiers right now. They did receive some medical treatment in Afghanistan, and they're in the process of being evacuated from Afghanistan for additional treatment. They will eventually be evacuated to Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany. I'm sorry, say again. It's our understanding that all four soldiers were based out of that area. That's correct.
Were they all in the same vehicle?
All soldiers were in the same vehicle. Specialist Mayer was the gunner in that vehicle. The initial reports that we saw didn't indicate any other small arms fire, that the improvised explosive device was the only attack that occurred in that sequence. Well, certainly this is a difficult time for that unit and for the entire brigade for that matter. Specialist Mayer is the first soldier that we've had killed during this particular operation, and you know, losing one soldier is one too many. What's so incredibly important, though, is that you've got a great esprit de corps and that great bond between soldiers to help each other heal. It's difficult to lose a buddy and have to go right back to work the next day, but that's what those soldiers do every day. In the release, we've kind of put some information. He's a former active duty Navy sailor. Who later came to the Iowa National Guard after he got out of the Navy. He's a Western Iowa kid, grew up in Southwest Iowa. We have a couple of his unit mates here with us tonight that would be happy to answer some additional questions for you. They knew him well, and they'd be happy to talk about him. Well, the entire 1st Battalion, 168th Infantry is deployed, so roughly 600 soldiers or so.
Mm-hmm. How many soldiers were in this vehicle?
From the initial reports that we've seen, those four soldiers were the four soldiers in the vehicle and no others.
Were
This is the 20th casualty we've had in the Iowa National Guard of a soldier killed in a combat theater. And every time we've done it the same, where we have a news conference, answer questions directly, explain what we know to the people of Iowa so they get the facts and they understand what truly happened. That's why we're here tonight. Since 2003, since the global war on terror started. We don't have any specific information about the construction or the placement of the improvised explosive device. From the damage to the vehicle and the significance of the injuries, I think a pretty clear suggestion is it was a sizable improvised explosive device that was used to attack those soldiers.
Is the position he was in on the gunner, is that the most vulnerable in that vehicle?
Yeah, the gunner is in a raised position up there on top. You're out in the open. And particularly if the explosion's large enough to roll the vehicle, you're particularly at risk for significant injury. The vehicle did roll once during the course of that attack. Once. Okay. Any additional questions? All right. How about Sergeant Payne?